Welcome to the family here on Purple Mafia. I am your host, Paladino Joey, or Joey Awajan. Purple Mafia is available on all of your favorite podcasting apps. Unfortunately, Purple Mafia is no longer a member of the Pigskin Podcast Network because the Pigskin Podcast Network has ceased operations, unfortunately. So it looks like mostly they're going to focus on the Hockey Podcast Network. Brave the Wild is still there, so that's cool. So happy to still be a part of things when it comes to, you know, Dylan and Kyle from Vancouver, British Columbia. Brave the Wild will remain on the Hockey Podcast Network. Purple Mafia is now moving to Spotify for podcasters, which is basically what Anchor was. So Anchor has now become Spotify for podcasters. So in a sense, I'm encouraging all of you to, if you're able to, listen to this show, download and listen to this show on Spotify. So that'll kind of help this show grow in a sense. So it'll help. Yeah, it'll literally help the show grow. So, and of course, obviously your, anytime that you've, written a positive reward, positive review for the show is always greatly appreciated. Well, the good news is, again, there's a lot of announcements here and kind of fun. Well, it's a couple of major announcements. That's a huge one. Purple Mafia is now on Spotify, or Spotify for podcasters is what it's called, which was basically Anchor. It's the same thing. It's like they kind of merged together, or Spotify gobbled it up like Pac-Man. That's probably more likely what happened one way or another. The good news is all the same employees are still there. So it's one of those. They just changed their shirt or something, you know. You go from kind of purple to green, basically. Yeah. another thing, though, again. Well, I'll say this first. This is the draft preview episode. So finally, we're going to talk about the NFL draft. I'm going to do the best I can to talk about a number of possible candidates where the Vikings could take in the first round. This is a disclaimer. I am not a certified draft expert. I'm not Mel Kiper. I'm not Walter Football or anybody like that. I don't even know how big of an expert some of those guys are. Mel Kiper, yes. Not every website out there that does mock drafts is necessarily an expert, but they have fun with it, and they're, you know, more intermediate. I check out the players that are floating around where the Vikings could take, you know, along with needs potentially, and, write some jot some stuff down as I watch videos of ups and downs of the players, and come to my personal opinions. So there'll be a number of players we're going to talk about. First, though, we're going to get caught up with transactions and such that took place since the last episode, which was almost a month ago, about three weeks and change ago. So the good news is, so this will be the very first show on Spotify for podcasters. So Pearl Mafia has been kind of hanging there in limbo for the last week or two it's been 2 weeks already since the Pigskin Podcast Network ceased operations on March the 31st. So basically, after the first quarter, it's like, sorry, guys, we're going to just stick to hockey now, unfortunately, because they just wanted to, have their main focus be their main focus. It is what it is. So I'm totally cool with that. And, obviously, I'm still a part of the whole thing anyway. Now that I've said that six times. One other thing is, you'll notice last episode was episode 399. So what would that make this one? Episode number 400. That's right. It's a humdinger. So we finally got to 400 episodes after all these years. Purple Mafia started January 28th, 2008. And here we are all these years later. What's today's date? April 16th, 2023 that I'm recording at the moment. Wow. That's a long time. That's a long, long, long time ago, over 15 years ago. We got to 400 episodes. I know, it's because I take hiatuses during the summer at times. Sometimes I'll pop in and do a show, depending on news and such. But obviously, like Favre signing and all that a while ago. Of course, he took forever to sign, but that's how that goes. Dennis Green passing away, Bernsey passing away, things like that, where I would pop on. So oftentimes it's news like that, unfortunately. It's not always the happiest news, but a lot of memories and such, positive memories to talk about, celebrating the life of the ex-coach, the ex-player, whatever the heck it might end up being. So today, of course, again, the main focus, now that I keep babbling on and on, is the draft. But first, we're going to catch up with, again, transactions that took place since the last release of the show, which was around the 21st of March, I believe. So since then, the Minnesota Vikings have re-signed defensive lineman Jonathan Bullard, waived Thomas Hennigan, wide receiver, signed Troy Reader. They signed Troy Reader, linebacker. Of course, Yahoo, watch out with them. He had 5 solo sacks last season with the Los Angeles Chargers. Before that, he had a decent amount of numbers. He did play in 17 games last year, but looks like mostly just special teams. Before that, though, like 48 tackles, a couple of sacks in, with the Los Angeles Rams. So he's been in L.A. his whole career. This was, last year was his 4th year. So her first 3 years were with the Los Angeles Rams. No sacks, but 53 total tackles, 32 solo. In 2020, Reeder had 46 solo and 73 total with 3 sacks for the Rams in 16 games. So knock on wood, he's played in every game. 2021, the first year was 17 games. He played all of those. 90 total tackles, 48 solo. That was with the world champion Rams, by the way, and 2 sacks. So again, and then last year, hardly anything with the Chargers. And played in all the games, but it looks like mostly just special teams and very reserve role. Coming out of Newark, Delaware, undrafted, 6'3", age 28. He turns 29 right as the season starts around there, September the 13th. So Troy Reeder, probably mostly at this point trying out for the team, but had some decent numbers just a few years ago, so it's not that crazy. Another former Ram, so of course it's Ram time. It's time to... Yeah, it's time to lock horns. Another undrafted player, 5'8" slot receiver, Brandon Powell, comes to the Minnesota Vikings last season, 156 yards, no TDs. Started out his career with Det. Okay, that's Detroit. Sorry, I'm just messing around. 6 games and a couple of kick returns. So this guy's actually more of a returner, at least according to what we're seeing here. More of a kick returner. As for receiving, yeah. So, yeah, he did some returning. Yeah, he was with Detroit the first year. Couple of kick returns, couple of punt returns. Okay numbers, nothing that jumps out at you, really. Atlanta a bit more, 343 kick return yards and some punts as well. 17 punt returns. Again, nothing crazy going on there. With the Rams in 21, though, he had a 65-yard long, 208. He only had 8 kick returns, but 208 yards there. And as a punt returner, which is not easy to do, only 6 punt returns, but had a touchdown along the way, 61 yards. Last year, also, 605 yards of the Los Angeles Rams as a kick returner on 30 returns, 24 punt returns, no touchdowns or anything, and nothing crazy, but solid, consistent, like 20 yards on the kick return, 7.4 on a punt return, not too bad. He ran the ball a tiny bit as well last year with the Rams. 17 attempts for 80 yards, which, you know, that's not too bad, 4.7 a carry. And as a receiver last year, a career high of 32 targets. Now they're including that. 24 catches, 156 yards. He had 2 touchdowns with Atlanta in 15 games, 18 catches, 69 yards. So definitely a reserve role, and we'll see what happens. He's like a 5th or 6th or 7th or 8th or 9th receiver. September 12, 1995, undrafted out of Florida. The Florida Gators, Florida. Because I'm always imagining like New York transplants in Florida. CJ Green Eggs and Ham has re-signed with the Minnesota Vikings. Very happy about that, coming in out of Duluth. It's a 2-year Duluth with a PH, 2-year contract extension. So obviously CJ Ham is going to be on the team, and that's good. That's on March 24th. Since then, things have quieted down. The Vikings have agreed to terms with Ole Udo. So he's coming back basically as of the 18th. I think we talked about that in the last episode. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. Troy Reeder, there's a chance, this and that, so on and so forth. So there's your updates in terms of the roster. As for the draft, well, ladies and gentlemen, what is it? What is it?
And now, our feature presentation.
That's right, the NFL Draft, the 2023 NFL Draft. So let's get started here as soon as possible. I'm going to refer to a poll really quick, as again, it's, you know, absolutely draft-related here. Luckily, I got some responses. I don't know what's going on with the Purple Mafia Twitter. It's like it doesn't reach anybody. I'm telling you, it's frickin' shadow banned. I don't know. I wish there was a way to fix it, because it doesn't gain any followers ever, which makes no sense. And it doesn't reach anybody either. So I'm kind of getting worried about that. I don't know. It used to be way better. Something weird's going on with that, but I don't know why I'm getting into that right now. What position are you hoping for the Minnesota Vikings to take in with their first round pick in the NFL draft? Of course, they might even trade down as well, but we'll see. There's all kinds of rumors. Could be a quarterback, could be a wide receiver, a cornerback, linebacker, and it could be something else as well. Quarterback did come in number one at 50%. Wide receiver came number two, 27.3. So definitely, guys, thinking offense again. Cornerback, 13.6. Linebacker, 9.1. Defensive line could have been another option as well, and that's going to be one of the, at least one of the guys I'm going to talk about is defensive line. He did pop up on one recent mock draft as well. So we're going to talk about him. Kind of a, you know, yeah, meat and potatoes defensive lineman who sounds pretty good. Tane Brown, out of New Zealand, a Purple Mafia legend, says corner, but I think we're trading back. And, yep, that's what I'm wondering, too. Quite possibly we could be trading back. So I'm going to kind of sort of merge some of the conversation in and out. There isn't too much fan interaction since the last episode, but the polls are always really fun to do. There was a report that Kirk Cousins wanted 3 years and the Vikings turned him down. So that's kind of been an ongoing trend as well. That, the Vikings are not looking for any long-term future with Mr. Kirk Cousins. So, unfortunately, Duke Shelley also has left the Minnesota Vikings. I forget, I believe he went to the Raiders, if I remember correctly. So, yeah, but that's one of those as well. Duke Shelley has left the Vikings, so definitely more and more need for a cornerback. Though we did make that signing. We talked about it on the last episode. Definitely a loss and definitely kind of sad to see Duke Shelley go, but that's sort of kind of, you know, it kind of is what it is. Maybe we got him at the right time. We had him at the right time. Maybe he won't be as good next year. He was at the Bears for like a cup of coffee and then wound up with the Las Vegas Raiders. That's what I thought. Only 26 years of age out of Tucker, Georgia, 5'9". Just kind of a little tough guy who gets the job done and really was, he was the best corner on the Vikings last year. Outside of, I guess, Patrick Peterson. It was pretty much those two guys. Everyone else, like Cam Dantzler, it was like kind of almost like don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you, as Brent Jacobson would say. And, man, I miss hearing from that guy. I miss you, Brent. Hopefully you're still listening and all that. I miss the phone calls. I really do. I'm not just saying that. I sincerely mean it. I miss the phone calls. We will hear from Mad Martin, though. He did join in right as I was about to start the show. I was like, oh, there's an email. Cool. So it came. You got mail, right? So Mad Martin will be joining. It looks like I didn't post on Facebook I didn't post on Facebook about the most recent episode, which is really weird. Oh, and one other real quick free agency thing. Irv Smith has signed with the Cincinnati Bengals, so I apologize about that. Not mentioning that immediately. So yeah, it's a shame. Obviously, good luck to him. Him being Irv Smith signing with the Cincinnati Bengals, and we'll see what happens. The guy couldn't stay freaking healthy, so it's just how that goes. I don't feel too bad about it at the moment. Otherwise, let's try to jump into the draft here. A guy that's been all over the place on mock drafts, and certain people like him, certain people don't. That would be Brendan Hooker, quarterback, Tennessee, at age 25. He's rehabbing an ACL injury from last November. He was a redshirt freshman, so that explains his age anyway. Able to step up in the pocket and make throws down the field with accuracy. Has a decent arm, but doesn't blow you away. Definitely mobile before the injury. Will he recover all of that mobility, though? He's able to hit receivers in stride. Was great in the epic battle versus number 3 Alabama. Doesn't turn the ball over. He had hardly any. 58 touchdowns and 5 interceptions the past 2 years. That's really, 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 really good. And the fact that he was able to beat number 3 Alabama definitely helped Alabama not be in that final playoff, so to speak. I would definitely be intrigued. I would, should the Vikings go in this direction. There is something there. Is he a starter in the NFL, though? Is he like a legitimate starter? But he doesn't have turnovers, and he's able to hit receivers in stride, kind of that natural quarterback ability that I tend to like. There's all kinds of possible rumors as well about, you know, Vikings trading up to get Levitt and stuff. Levis. So there is a bit of that, and we're going to get to more mock drafts. We're going to do the simulator again. Mock draft for Mel Kiper, and of course I'll talk about other players that I have listed as well. But Brendan Hooker, I mean, it's a possibility. There is a vibe right now that the Vikings are really, really strongly looking at getting a quarterback in this draft, be it a developmental guy in the second or third round, or somebody with the actual first round pick. Mel Kiper still has he has Bryce Young going to Carolina, number 1, C.J. Stroud to the Houston Texans, number 2, so on and so forth. Will Levis of going number 4 to Indianapolis. So the Vikings would have a hell of a time with him there. Other mock drafts have Levis dropping all the way to like 18th, 19th, even 20th in some cases. So you just never know what's going to happen. But Mel Kiber, again, the godfather, the ESPN Plus guy, so to speak, when it comes to the draft. You got to pay to even see it. But I'm an ESPN Plus guy, so I can watch hockey and basketball and baseball and all that. Jordan Addison's a name we're going to be talking about. Deontay Banks. Emmanuel Forbes is another guy we're going to be talking about. That's what Mr. Mel Kiber has the Vikings taking. Three straight corner, or no, you go from Jordan Addison to the Chargers. Deontay Banks, who's, I believe, next on the list here. Cornerback Maryland going to Baltimore. And Minnesota winding up with Emmanuel Forbes out of Mississippi State. So it's going to be very interesting. The Vikings did sign Byron Murphy in the offseason out of Zona. So another Arizona cornerback, slightly younger than the last one, but and Patrick Peterson. Deontay Banks, cornerback Maryland, 6 foot, 197. I don't know if I mentioned, I didn't talk about Hooker size. He's about 6'3 and over 200 pounds, and again, incredible ability to, well, he didn't throw a lot of interceptions. It's that simple. Deontay Banks, so, yep, he's able to get his hands on the ball, getting deflections. He might get penalized if he's a little too handsy, so watch out. Maybe a little Cam Dantzler syndrome there. But he certainly gets the job done in terms of denying the ball to the receiver. Also capable of making a big tackle on short run plays. Because, he's a bit tougher. He's about 200 pounds. Not all cornerbacks are like big like him. He cuts off the route very well. With so much turnover this offseason at cornerback, this is a very possible scenario and not one I would really complain about. Honestly, I wouldn't. I do think this year one of these guys I'm mentioning is going to be the pick. I don't think there's a whole lot of doubt, actually, that one of these guys is going to be the draft pick for the Minnesota Vikings. It could be Hooker. It could be Banks. Could be Zay Flowers, so on and so forth. Names that have been floating around, I think I got it. And I remember back in 2020, Justin Jefferson was like my number one or number two guy. I never thought he'd be as good as he was, but you could tell he was going to be a really good NFL receiver, a potential number one for many years to come. But a superstar, maybe the best receiver in the league, well, I don't think I'd go that far, and most of the time I don't. Oh, I love this. LaCroix Orange. Oh, it's so good. So free plug to them for now. Maybe someday they'll be a sponsor, I hope, but never know. And that's not a rumor. No, that does not mean I'm in any talks with them. It would be nice if I could be. But for now, we'll try our best with Spotify and so on and so forth. Otherwise, maybe. Deontay Banks, yep, I just talked about him. He'd be a nice one. He's a big, strong guy who can make the tackles as well. So that's cool. Now we're going to go into the slot receiver range. Zay Flowers out of Boston College, 5'9", 182. Slot receiver with a lot of speed and shiftiness. Moves around like a running back. So kind of a little bit of that Percy Harvin style. Yeah, he moves around like a running back. Kind of reminds me of Tyreek Hill a little bit, actually, minus the peace sign. Yep, he's very fast. He does remind me of Tyreek Hill a little bit. Not as good, I'm sure, but you never know. Again, minus the peace sign so far. So, great hands, would make a nice compliment to Justin Jefferson, keeping the defense honest with his different style of play. Because you got the deep threat with Justin Jefferson and kind of the everything threat anyway. He's going to catch everything. But then, then you get Zay Flowers, who can be shifty and power his way through and maybe get those big first downs that you need, or maybe explode down the field, like an elite running back, or, on those, obviously, those screen plays. Bubble screens and all that cute stuff. Jordan Addison's kind of a guy I'm really a huge fan of. That's the next one. Jordan Addison, wide receiver out of USC. 5'11", 173. He actually looks taller than that, but certainly a good route runner. He's a good route runner, certainly a deep threat. Yeah, he's definitely got that, able to make plays in traffic and contact. Shifty with speed. Yep, so he does have a little bit. He actually kind of reminds me of Stephon Diggs. So he's kind of a hybrid, He's kind of a hybrid between wideout and slot receiver. At 5'11", yeah, he's kind of in the middle. He's shifty, but he's got speed. He can be a deep threat. Like Percy Harvin, I hated when the Vikings threw deep to him on the sidelines because it always failed. It's like, he's too short for that. He's not long. You need a longer guy to make those plays on the side, those deeper plays on the sidelines, trying to stay in bounds and all that. Those always ended up being incomplete passes. Not because Sir Percy Harvin sucked or this or that. It's just not his thing. Not everything is everybody's thing. Would you want Randy Moss to go on a screen? Hell no. it's not going to work. It didn't work. So that's kind of how that's kind of the situation where this guy's a little bit of a hybrid who could do a little bit of both, I think, kind of like Stephon Diggs, particularly with Minnesota. Stephon Diggs was kind of a hybrid a bit, but obviously more of a wideout than a slot guy, but had slot guy type of ability, so to speak. He could kind of do a bit of that. He's able to make defenders miss. See, like, Randy Moss wasn't really about making defenders miss. He was about blowing by defenders and making the catch. That's the thing. Like, once he has the ball, he was easier to tackle most of the time than say, like, a Stephon Diggs or a Percy Harvin or say, Flowers, potentially. So that's the whole point here. Able to make defenders miss, this is Jordan Addison. Could be great in short yardage plays as well as being a deep threat. So a little bit of both. He would definitely take pressure off Justin Jefferson and make a great offense better. I really like Jordan Addison. I think he is definitely going to go in the 20s or even the teens. I mean, somebody might really fall in love with him. This one with Mel Kiber has the Chargers taking him at 21. Of course, Banks at 22. Yep, and there's another guy we're going to be talking about very shortly. Lucas Van Ness, very shortly. Kind of a cool one. Interesting. That's an interesting scenario. Emmanuel Forbes, Mel Kiper's guy, apparently. He's a ball hawk. He is 6'1", 166. So very lanky, at the cornerback position. A ball hawk. Ow, four interceptions. I almost broke my finger. Ow, four interceptions last year. Able to jump the route. Had that was a hyperextension there. Ah, able to jump the route. Had the most pick sixes in college football with his blazing speed. Yep, so obviously getting the interception, getting the route. Lanky, long arms, helps a lot in batting down balls. Also capable of making the tackle on screens and run plays. Could be a home run pick or get too many penalties for et cetera type reasons. You know, like handsy, this and that, maybe a little bumping into people, but obviously the handsiness and such. There's a possibility he could get he could be like an over penalized guy as well. But I would not be mad about this one. And Mel Kiber obviously knows what he's talking about most of the time. This guy, yeah, obviously nobody's perfect, but got a little bit of Deion Sanders in him. Like he wants to really go after that ball. He wants to really go after the ball. And obviously either knock it down or get the interception. Like he's looking for that home run play. Obviously you don't want him to get burned because he's trying too hard to jump the route and then it ends up being a 60-yard touchdown or something because Forbes is jumping the route a little too early and making a mistake. So there's always that possibility. But I don't know. He could be one of those guys that could get you to the Super Bowl. Not that we know anything about that right now, but hopefully someday we will. We used to know about it. People much older than me, well, at least in their 50s and older. At 43, I've never seen a Minnesota Vikings Super Bowl. Got to at least be 50-plus, I think, to really even possibly remember it. Even remember, like, the last one against the the Oakland Raiders. Yep, Oakland, Los Angeles, and Oakland again, and then Las Vegas. And then they'll go back to Oakland again, and then they'll move to Sacramento. And then they'll move back to Oakland again. And then they'll move to They'll move to St. Louis. And then they'll move back to Oakland. And then they're going to move to, let's see, what else is left out there? Portland. They'll move to Portland. And then they'll move back to Oakland. And then they'll move to, and then they'll move to Stockton. Stockton, California, where they'll play for a year. And then the NFL will fold because fans are tired of stuff. I'm just kidding. Yeah, I'm just sorry I had to do that. It's goofy. The Oakland Raiders and the Sacramento Kings are the teams that have moved the most. Let's just leave it at that. They've moved quite a bit. Sacramento Kings going all the way back to the Cincinnati Royals and the Rochester Royals and the Kansas City Kings and the Sacramento Kings, and they almost moved to Seattle. They almost moved to Anaheim. I don't know. Crazy. And they moved even more than that, if I'm remembering correctly. What else is next? Lucas Van Ness. Sounds like somebody who would be on the piano playing very, very good classical music. Or he also might be a defensive end edge rush for the Iowa Hawkeyes, which some of you guys may have heard of. Some of you in Iowa might have heard of the Iowa Hawkeyes. I think you have, but I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe you're more into something else. Maybe you just like the Iowa State Psych. Okay, no, you don't. You like the Iowa Hawkeyes. 6.5 sacks and 2 blocked punts last year, 6.5 sacks, 2 blocked punts. So a little bit of Tim Irwin. Remember Tim Irwin? some of you out there going back to at least the early 90s, but mostly in the 80s, mid to late 80s, early 90s, big guy who could block some punts, multiple punt blocks, pretty cool. The Vikings certainly need help losing Dalvin Tomlinson, the other Dalvin, and the fact that the pass rush just wasn't there later in the year when Za'Darius was out. It was really frustrating. So, I mean, a lot of us got really frustrated with that. Danielle Hunter was kind of in and out. He was really good, but the scheme stunk. And I don't know what to even say about last year's defense. I got to think that the new guy is going to do a much better job. But Flores. But we'll have to wait and see. He should be way better. I mean, he's super good at it. A great hire for Minnesota, no doubt. There was no pass rush there later in the season. Lucas Van Ness is a classic go-for-the-throat pass rusher and tackler. He has the cliched motor that never quits. And this is all, again, my opinion. Obviously, anybody can have opinions and all that. But I like what I saw. And he's a very interesting one. He did pop up on, I think it was Walter Football where Lucas Van Ness wound up. He actually is one pick behind Minnesota with the Jacksonville Jaguars here, defensive line. So, interesting. I kind of want to do the Walter Football one real quick. That might have been him. I think so. Of course, this one, it doesn't even open up at the page you want necessarily. You have to wait. Oh, it was there. And I. Yep, you have to click on the 17-31. He has CJ Stroud going number one to the Carolina Panthers. Good for them. Joey Porter Jr. is a name that could come to Minnesota, but it sounds like he's going to go higher. But he is a name. Devin Witherspoon, there's a million cornerbacks. Will Levis, all the way down to the Tampa Bay Bucks at 19. Should the Vikings trade up? Yes. I think the Vikings should trade up. If Will Levis is floating around down there, I would be very, very happy. Zay Flowers goes to the Baltimore Ravens. And then the Minnesota Vikings take Jordan Addison, which I think is probably a better pick anyway. I think so. I think Jordan Addison is the better pick between the two. Jordan Addison is very high in my little short list here, to be quite honest. I mean, he might be my guy at that pick, unless somehow, outside of possibly trading up for a Will Levis if he drops, like say, whoa, he's in the double digits now. 13, 14, 15, dude, let's go, come on, trade, we got to figure this out here. We just might be able to get Will Levis, go for it. That's who I would try to make a move for. If I'm going to try to make a home run move to get move up in the first round, it's extremely risky because if Will Levis fails, crap. It sucks. It makes us look really bad, but that's life. Sometimes that's life. Kansas City took that risk. As much as I hate the Chiefs with a passion, but mostly freaking that guy, Travis Kelce, he's a moron. Last time they won the Super Bowl, the first time they won back in 19, he was kind of likable. He's kind of nice. Just a little bit of energy, but he wasn't obnoxious. He was kind of nice. He's kind of humble. Comes back this year. It's just a jackass. Ugh. What happened? Why do people always have to change? And why does it always have to be for the worse? God. Just, you have a little success and then you're full of yourself. Grow up. God. And he was already successful and really good. Well, last time around, and he didn't act anything like that. I had to get back on that again. I'm sorry. Tampa Bay signed Baker Mayfield. Yeah, Tampa Bay signed Baker Mayfield. Boy, that's going to make up for Tom Brady, isn't it? Whew. I know. It is. Ask Vince Germano with the Cleveland Browns there how much he likes Baker Mayfield. Yeah. Well, maybe he did like it more than I thought, but I don't know. But Will Levis, yeah, I'm sure the Bucks would not make a trade with us if Will Levis was floating around at number 19. I think they'd be like, go away. Go away, dude. No, we're taking him. Don't even ask. Unless you want to give us like three first-round picks in a row and Danielle Hunter and stuff. But it could take something crazy for the Vikings to get him, particularly if you want to trade up into the top five or top ten to get Will Levis, which could be what is going to happen. That is a possible scenario. I didn't really talk about Will Levis today because I'm just, how many times have I gone crazy over a player, and we're nowhere near taking him. I mean, I remember even talking about Patrick Mahomes years ago. And it's like, we were nowhere near. We were light years away. If it happens, it happens, and I'll talk about Will Levis religiously on the next episode when it's the draft review. And I bet you that show would probably get like record listenership if we get Will Levis. We make some crazy move and get Will Levis, because this fan base is going to be very happy, very excited. I'll never forget, like when Christian Ponder had his best game of his career beating when the Vikings defeated what we thought was the best team in the NFL in 2012, in 2012. Well, they were the best team in the NFL in 2012 when the Vikings beat the San Francisco 49ers. And Christian Ponder had the best game of his career. The Pro Bowl Mafia blew up. It went, if I can say the number, what the hell? It had 15,000 listeners. 15,000 listeners. I'm not kidding. It was crazy. Some people might think, who cares? 15,000, I get 50. Well, if you do, good for you. I mean, but 15,000, especially at that time, was off the charts. Insane. Like, it wasn't even a conversation. And it happened because of that. Because of a quarterback of the future having a good game against a really, really, really high-end team. So don't think for a minute that Will Levis, some kind of crazy Will Levis trade, wouldn't put Purple Mafia at possibly a five-figure show anyway. Maybe not record listenership, but Mount Rushmore listenership for the history of Purple Mafia in the 400 episodes. It could happen, and I hope it does. This show needs a little help right now, especially on Twitter. Holy crap. It's like the land of... it's like a black hole now. It's like... I don't know what's going on with the Twitter, so I might even have to delete it and restart it, because something's funny about the Twitter. All my other Twitters aren't behaving that way. It's not like they're getting billions of listeners or followers, but it's behaving better than that. I don't know. It's weird. It's like Purple Mafia has no followers, or just a couple. It has some, and I appreciate every one of you that do follow and actually care about Purple Mafia, and of course the Minnesota Vikings and all that. It's a lot of fun. Ali Siddiqui, around the time, said, best wishes, Duke Shelley, you'll be missed. And he was really good, number 20. A lot better than the number 20 we'd had before, coming out of Clemson. It was a pretty big disappointment that Alexander, his first tenure with Minnesota was pretty good. His second tenure was like, what the hell happened to him? He sucked. That was very disappointing. So it's like, it wasn't even a conversation anymore about bringing him back at the end of the day. So, let's hear from Matt Martin right here and right now. Why not, eh?
Ah, greetings, Joey. Well, what a bizarre time of the year. It's mid-April, and usually my interest in all things NFL and Vikings is fairly on the back burner as it's spring moving into summer and the tennis season's in full swing, so I'm kind of completely immersed in that. But, I thought, well, hey, it's an interesting and if somewhat intriguing off-season. The first phase of free agency's come and gone. I know that I've read quite a bit of negativity about what we've done, but equally, when you look at the situation of where we are with cap space, I kind of like what they've done. And I really like the fact that they've not fixed Cousins with a long-term contract. So we're about 10 days out from the draft. And there are a lot of sort of scenarios that could really play out. And it's going to be an exciting few days as we move into draft and see what they do. And obviously then there's the second tier of free agency and who they bring in. Because as we know, there are still a lot of issues defensively that they need to find solutions at. But the quarterback, I feel quite optimistic in the sense that they haven't sort of gone with the, oh, let's extend Mr. Cousins and stick with that mediocrity. Okay, I might be one of those that isn't a Cousins fan. I know there are plenty that are, but it is, I feel, time for us to move on and find a solution at the quarterback. I don't know. I'm not a big college football fan, so I can't really tell you what I think in the sense of what they should do. But if there is a QB in this draft class that they really do believe in and like, then I hope perhaps they do move up. I have read that perhaps if they could trade Cousins to San Fran and package up a deal and send to Arizona, they could move up to 3 if there's a guy there they truly believe is the answer to the long-term problem at that position. But I guess we're going to have to wait and see and find out. So all exciting stuff. I suppose if they don't draft a QB with that first pick, then the obvious position of need is a second wide receiver. And as we know, if you go down the free agency route, you're not going to get value, and we haven't got any money to do a great deal with it anyway. So if we don't go QB with pick one, hopefully wide receiver and somebody that can support JJ. Right, that's it. I haven't really got a great deal else I want to say. Enjoy the summer, people. Skull brothers and sisters, take it easy, Joe. Appreciate everything you do as always. Let's go.
Wasn't that awesome? Yeah, love hearing from Matt Martin. Yeah. Oftentimes he doesn't call in during the off season. So thank you very much, Dave Martin, Matt Martin, out of Northern Scotland. Really, really, really appreciate that. And I agree with you on pretty much everything, like the way the Vikings, in fact, everything. I do agree with you on everything, and I'm almost the same person when it comes to, I kind of tend to shut down a bit, but obviously not during the draft. I'm up and at them during the draft, but after the draft, I shut down. I tend to really shut down a lot, and of course, lawn cleanups and all that crap, but also, again, trying to keep up with the NBA and NHL playoffs and all that, really enjoying that as well. Right now, actually, Memphis and Los Angeles are on the TV. Not that I like the Lakers or the Grizzlies that much, but yeah, especially the Grizzlies, yuck. But the Wolves and the Wild are in the playoffs this year at the same time, which is not very often. In fact, it's still only the second year in a row and the first time ever. Well, yeah, the second time ever that both teams have been on since I've been doing the two shows. So, the one year the Wolves made it a few years back, the Wild magically missed after they'd been making it every year. It's kind of funny. Why did I get off on that? But no, the way the Vikings are managing the cap is really, really good. And obviously trying to get younger and faster defensively, that type of thing, because the way the Vikings just couldn't keep up with other offenses defensively last year was just a joke. It's like the shell defense is almost like a desperation thing. Like, well, since we can't keep up with you, we'll just wait for you to come. We'll just let you get your first down and 20 other yards. Okay, well, at least we didn't give up a big chunk play. Yeah, you did. You gave up a big chunk play, all right. And you're not stopping anybody. It's really annoying to watch. It's freaking garbage. And yes, not committing long-term to Kirk Cousins. Yes. Not because I hate Kirk Cousins, but I'm not sold. I'm not sold. And how could I be sold? And he's 35 now. And he's 35. And it's not because he's getting older. It's because he's 35 and I'm still not sold. What does that tell you? You know, what does that tell you? It's not exactly John Elway where, oh my God, what a legend he was. And man, you know, if only he could get one more crack at getting to the Super Bowl, and then he wound up winning the last two. And the last two seasons of his career, he ended up winning the Super Bowl twice. That was amazing. And John Elway deserved it in such a big way. He was a phenom of a player throughout his career. He didn't handle things at the beginning real well with the refusing to go to Indianapolis, if I remember correctly. That was bull crap, but I don't like when quarterbacks do that crap. Even Eli Manning did that with the Chargers. Yeah, it's kind of dumb. Stupid. But, well, funny how both of them ended up winning two Super Bowls. It is kind of funny. And then Peyton Manning, of all people, went to the Indianapolis Colts and won a Super Bowl there and lost another one. Where am I going with this? But I really like what you're saying there and totally understand about shutting down and such during the off season. Because during the season, it's like all in. You're like all in. And then when you can get a chance to kind of chill and in my case, do other podcasts. Because, yeah, I do way too many, actually. Way too many. a retro video game podcast. Football. Obviously, the Vikings, the Timberwolves, the Wild. So, things like that. It's just, I'm a busy guy. So, with the podcasting world, and I have my regular job and my second job, and I even DoorDash a little bit. So, it is stuff like that. It's almost like I'm just nuts. I have to be doing something all the time, you know, that kind of thing. Football does get put on the back burner for that reason. It's the approach with this this front office and the coaching staff and all that. I think it's a positive. I really do. Other names that have been brought up, but maybe the Vikings trading up. There was even rumors of him somehow winding up where we are, which is impossible. It's not going to happen. Anthony Richardson is another quarterback the Vikings might try to make a move for if he slips for whatever reason. On Mel Kiper's mock draft, Tennessee's trading up with Arizona to take Anthony Richardson. And it's interesting because the guy that we were all intrigued with last year, as he kept falling and falling and falling in the draft, wound up going to Tennessee last year. And now it's almost like they're like, ah, that's okay. Tennessee was a massive disappointment how good they were. They ended up firing the general manager and everything. Tennessee was so good like 2 years ago. And then the last year, the year before last as well, like 2-3 years ago. My goodness, Tennessee was awesome. But ever since, they've been a huge disappointment, man. So maybe Anthony Richardson can help rejuvenate that. That is a mock draft trade with the Arizona Cardinals to the Tennessee Titans. Otherwise, let's do the Tankathon deal or whatever that. No, this is Pro Football Network Draft Simulator. Tankathon is for basketball, more or less. With a lot, it does the simulated lottery and then the draft. This and that. So number of rounds. Let's go all the way. What the heck? Let's have fun with it. I got to actually pick a team though. Can I pick a team, please? I need to pick a team. What are you doing? This is so stupid. There, I selected my team, the Minnesota Vikings. Why didn't I say fast for the draft? Okay, so this is going to take a long time. What am I doing? Oh, well, yeah, this is, well, it's okay. Stroud, of course, Blyles, Murphy, blah, blah, blah. Will Levis went to the Bucks at 9, huh? Jordan Addison, oh, come on, number 11? Luke Van Ness to the at number 12? Oh, come on. Who's going to be left? You suckers. Oh, my God. Well, in this case, it's going to have to be, out of the guys they mentioned anyway, it's got to be Deontay Banks, eh? Okay, Banks. Let's go, Banks. Otherwise, there's Brian Breesy, defensive tackle out of Clemson. He's another one that's been around, mentioned. But I'm going to go with Deontay Banks. Woo-hoo. So Deontay Banks is coming to Minnesota, according to this mock draft simulator. That kind of sucks. Sucks for us, I guess, a little bit that we wound up not getting any of the other guys. But Deontay Banks is good, though. I'm not complaining about him. It's just kind of funny. That's well, who we would wind up taking in that case. I don't think the Vikings have a second-round pick this year. So, and I should have put fast for this. It's going to take forever. at least they're at 48, though. Just imagine if it's like the real NFL draft. That'd be funny, where you're like, it's 5 minutes remaining, and now we're going to go to break, and, then you come back, and there's no time left, and the pick is in, and they just keep talking, and they keep talking, and then it just drags, and 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 then the commissioner comes out about 10 minutes later, we have a trade. It's like, bleep you. You know, that is so annoying. Or, oh, before we make the draft pick, I just want to mention this, and we're going to bring these people up here, and they're going to sing for Hendon Hooker slipped to 81, huh? So I personally passed on Hendon Hooker. I probably shouldn't have, but Hendon Hooker slipped to 81. I'll be daggone. Hendon Hooker slipped to 81. Tank Bigsby, huh? Should I take a running back? I don't think so. He's the highest ranked remaining player. Otherwise, there's Trey Palmer out of Nebraska. So on and so forth. This is interesting. I think this is a different draft. But I'll go with Trey Palmer, wide receiver. So we took a wide receiver, 87th overall. Isn't that exciting? I should have put this on. It's my own fault. This seems different, though. It doesn't seem like this is the same thing. So, unfortunately, San Francisco with back-to-back picks in the end of the third round. Four picks three picks out of four. Wow. Yeah, at the end of the third round. That would actually be kind of fun. It really would be. But you just know there's going to be some freaking trade in that situation. Here we come again. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Oh, come on, Green Bay. You took the guy I wanted. Yeah, not necessarily. Oh, there's a trade offer. I didn't even look at it. I think there was another trade offer. Picked 159, 152, 159, 183, blah, 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 blah. Well, let's be like Rick Spielman. We don't have enough draft picks. Let's do it. Okay, I can't see what I'm doing here. I will accept it. I'm going to accept it from Detroit. So, yep, I traded down. They got their running back, apparently, Carrington Valentine. That's interesting. So we got three extra draft picks now. I did a Rick Spielman kind of, sort of. What the heck? I know people get, yeah, it sucks when you trade down, but at least they're all kind of on top of each other. That's the good part. Into the fifth round and such. So eventually we're going to get there one day. Apologize that I'm dragging this out. I really do. I meant to do this faster. I swear this, yeah. Here comes our 152nd pick. Woo-hoo-hoo. And you got a couple of running backs up there. Kenny McIntosh. Tajay Spears. Let's go with Corey Trice Jr., cornerback. Otherwise, maybe I should. No, let's take a running back. Hell with it. I can maybe take that Corey Trice guy later. I'm going to take McIntosh. What do you mean? Oh. Yeah, he's an explosive athlete. That's good. He's nice size. Okay, we're going to take him. So McIntosh coming to Minnesota to help at running back. I mean, fifth round running back. There's nothing wrong with that. Is Trice still there? I think he just got taken. You suck, New England. New England just took him. I don't want to trade down again. I don't want to do that. No, I don't want to trade down again. Let's take, man, that sucks. I wanted that Corey Trice. I'll take this, well, we have multiple players. An OC out of Notre Dame, huh? Edge rusher KJ Henry. And we'll take the cornerback Kai Terrell Clark out of Louisville. I'm just messing around. Don't you love these mock drafts? Yeah, or these mock draft simulators? They're fun, but yeah, I kind of messed it up and made it take longer. Boy, that Tulane guy took forever. But there he goes to the Rams. I'm sure he's happy now. Don't think they're going to win another Super Bowl or anything anytime soon. I wish this thing showed how many picks I have remaining. A bunch of junk, probably. Yep, here comes another pick. Here comes another pick. 183. And a linebacker, Jalen Graham. Yeah, let's go that way. Let's do it. Jalen Graham coming to Minnesota out of Purdue. Some people might be rolling their eyes like, this guy doesn't know anything. Well, I don't know. Do you know all the six-round picks by heart? Do you know all of them? Can't say I do either. So some of you probably know more than I do, I'm sure. You might, well, Purdue, maybe you would know because he's Big Ten. But yeah, let's take a chance on him. We definitely need help at linebacker. So Tyrell Smith, cornerback out of Terrell Smith, anyway, cornerback going to the Minnesota Gophers, cornerback going to the, what are they called, the Jacksonville Jaguars, DeMilko Hallams out of Alabama, or Javon Hicks. I want to take off. There's a lot of safeties available. Quarterback Jake Heiner, Fresno State. Should I just take a shot? What the hell? I didn't take a quarterback. I'll take him. Jake Heiner, sixth-round pick. Let's see what happens, right? He's the next Tom Brady, I tell you, just like Brady went in the sixth round. So let's see. Let's take a chance. Coming in, a seventh-round pick. Very exciting stuff. Falcons taking two picks in a row. The Saints taking two picks in a row. And so on and so forth. And hell freezing over. And the Packers taking two out of four picks. And do we ever pick again? I don't know. I don't think we do. But we'll let it play out. We'll see if we can get... Maybe we got the Mr. Irrelevant pick from the Detroit Lions. No, the problem is they didn't win the Super Bowl. 49ers, Kansas City did. I wish the 49ers did. Come on. Nope, Houston has the last pick. Why'd you make me wait? I don't want to watch that. Okay, so Deontay Banks coming to Minnesota. Deontay Banks, cornerback. Trey Palmer, wide receiver. Kenny McIntosh, running back, Georgia. Gosh, too much offense. Oh, I feel like an idiot. Too much offense. I think I'm fired now. KJ Henry, edge out of Clemson. Kytrell Clark, out of cornerback out of Louisville. Linebacker Jalen Graham out of Purdue. Jake Haner, quarterback of all things, out of Fresno State. Give him a chance. They're not giving me any grade or anything. What's going on? Okay, I have no idea. They're supposed to give me a grade, aren't they? Or did I click on the wrong thing here? Give me a grade. You asses. Okay, I think I might have gone to the wrong place. So, I know I'm supposed to have a draft. Shoot. I thought they're supposed to give you a grade. It looked totally different. But, okay, this looks different now. I don't know. Mock draft simulator. Do I get to actually do anything this time? How many rounds? Oh, Okay, I'll just do three rounds then, I guess. Let's try one more. I know this might be kind of still. Yeah, and it's moving way faster. Thank you. That's what I'm talking about. Darnell Wright, Miles Murphy, edge rusher, Broderick Jones, Zay Flowers, Jordan Addison. I'm going with Jordan Addison. That's right. Jordan Addison is coming to the Vikings. That's what I'm talking about. There were a lot of defensive players ahead, but what the heck. We're going to pick 87th. So before hell freezes over, we'll get one more pick here. Zay Flowers. Nope, we got Tank Bigsby, running back out of Auburn. Cedric Tillman, I already took a wide receiver. Sidney Brown out of Illinois. KJ Henry, edge rush. Let's go with him. They'll be like, what the heck was that? But I did it. And my grade is F. No, I'm kidding. Let's see what it says. And I can't even see it. Is there a grade? Oh, screw you. I used to be able to get graded here. So they must have changed something, and that's okay. Well, Jordan Addison and KJ Henry. Okay, I think I've done enough of the simulations. I might be boring you to death, and I apologize for that. But that's part of the fun of the NFL draft, is just kind of going on and on with some of these type of things. Let me see if there's any more conversation on the Facebook page. Otherwise, we'll look to wrap things up and all of that. I don't think there was any conversation, actually, on Facebook. Oh, there is a little bit about Kirk Cousins. But Kirk Cousins, you know, like the Vikings turned him down when he wanted 3 years. Gerald Spring out of Nebraska says they must have their eye on someone. Yeah, I think so, too. Tanae Brown says, did I read this right? He wanted less than $40 million a season? I would have taken Kirk through 2025 on a discount. He was solid this season, so okay. Mike Anderson said, did Vikings make a mistake by turning him down? Yep, I don't know. We'll see. I think cap-wise, it's probably not the dumbest idea. But, and he's getting older. It's that simple. A couple comments on the most recent show. James Tate says, fantastic. And Gerald String says, great show as usual. So thank you both very, 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 very much. With that said, I think that's about it. I wouldn't mind doing another mock draft, but if it's going to take that long, otherwise I have to speed it up like in a big, big way. But, yeah, this is a different page, Pro Football Network. So maybe I'll try it on fast speed, and I'll give it a shot. I thought they're supposed to curate it, but maybe it's that other one. Unfortunately, we have to get some kind of subscription now. They changed the rules, which is kind of dumb. I'll give it one more quick. I'm going to see how fast this goes. If it's real slow, yeah, there it goes. Woo, look at it go. Will Levis to Detroit. Ooh. What the heck? It's not letting me pick anybody. Oh, yeah, I screwed it up. Damn it. It didn't show the... Yeah, everything is like frozen now. That was real stupid. Okay, well, hopefully you can still hear what I'm saying, because I feel like I just messed up everything here. I'll give it one more freaking shot. I wanted to do... Yeah. Maybe I'll just leave it alone for now. I wanted to do it on speed with the Vikings as my team. I'll give it one more shot here. I have to actually select the Vikings. Thank you very much. Put it on fast. Now I can do this. It did move pretty quick. It took a second to start, but then it's like boom, like that. Yep. It's like a bomb going off. Who's available? Oh, I have three trade offers. Pick 33 and at Houston this. Pick 27, da-da-da. I don't think I want to do that. Well, it depends on who's available, too. I don't know. There's too much ads in the way. I'll reject them for now. And I'm going to go with Lucas Van Ness. I don't know why I did that, but okay. Lucas Van Ness, I could have taken Deontay again, but I think I'm going to turn this off. So Lucas Van Ness wound up with Minnesota. With that said, thank you so much for listening. I'm sorry if I was goofing around a little too much. I like to look at that type of thing, and it's kind of fun to imagine being a part of the draft and making decisions and such. I took Jordan Addison in the other one, and it wound up with Henry as well as an edge rusher. So that was kind of cool coming out of Clemson. We'll see. Will the Vikings make that huge splash? Will they make the huge splash? Will it be an exciting day for us Minnesota Viking fans, or will it just kind of be another, like, you open the present up and it's not that exciting? If I'm going to endorse one guy right now for the pick, like say if we're just standing pat, Now, if we're just standing pat, not making the big trade for Levis or, say, Richardson or something, I'm going to go with Jordan Addison. That's who I think I want the Vikings to take. So if it's not like the biggest endorsement ever, like, oh, my God, he's the one. He's the greatest player ever. But I think Jordan Addison would be a wonderful addition to this Minnesota Vikings team at the wide receiver position and can help take the focus off Justin Jefferson. Adam Thielen's huge drop-off last year certainly did not help. So now you might have that other guy, and he could be the number two. He'll probably be number three starting out or something like that, where K.J. Osborne could be number two starting out the season, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. Make Jordan Addison earn it first. Maybe he is just a number three, which would be kind of crappy if you're taking him 23 overall. But if he's a really good number three and K.J. Osborne emerges as a star out of nowhere, so be it. But odds are Jordan Addison is going to at least be a really good number two in the NFL with the Minnesota Vikings and could have a deadly, deadly threat for Minnesota. So Jordan Addison is my endorsement for the Minnesota Vikings to take in the 2023 NFL draft. At this moment, should the Vikings make this exciting move and trade up and go for the quarterback, Levis or Richardson or something crazy like that, or maybe we take Hendon Hooker, who knows? But if it does happen, well, it's going to be fun, and we're going to talk about it not long after the draft. Until then, take care and happy draft, everybody.